You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 120. And today we're going to take those stale blog posts and social media and all of those emails that you write, and we're going to amp them up because you're going to learn how to take content and make it convert to your ideal clients. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson here. And today I've got a guest joining me. Actually, she's a special guest because she is part of our Awaken Leaders Mastermind. I've known her for a long time. We're also on team. The leadership team at Women Speakers Association. And I've been loving watching what she does with content. She's one of the people that you'll see behind a lot of Facebook ads that are showing up in your Facebook stream from some of the big name marketers. So it's been really fun to watch her just take off, and like, I can't wait to share her content converting strategies today. Before we jump in, I want to make sure that you have signed up for my free 5-part training on owning your bold. And this is a very powerful complement to what we're going to talk about today, because when you're putting content out that converts well and you're sharing your message in a powerful way, you often have to take some bold steps. And inside this 5-part training, which is absolutely free right now, you'll discover how to shift your mindset so it's much easier for you to drop in and be able to talk about your work in a powerful way. It'll help craft, you know, when you're crafting your message, and you know, sometimes you stumble on your words, you're not quite sure what to say, or maybe you kind of do those things where you just kind of disappear a little bit and you don't follow up with people. We've got to flip that. And what I'm going to teach you in the Own Your Bold process is how to really drop into a bolder mindset, how to pick the right influence strategies that will actually help you stand out in a crowded market. And then we go into my favorite leverage strategy so you can pull off your biggest, boldest vision. And then there's a really fun get it done day that'll help you really accomplish more than you ever dreamed was possible. And we'll give you some accountability and some encouragement to take each of these steps and really soar. So get it now at ownyourboldchallenge.com. Now, let's get into today's episode. Well, I'm super excited for today's guest. She's actually someone I've known for quite some time and is a member of our powerful Awaken Leaders Mastermind. I'm going to introduce my friend, Deb Komen. Now, let me tell you a little bit about why she is such a powerhouse, and you're going to want to take really good notes on today's session. She's a content conversion strategist. She's a copywriter, she's a speaker, and she's an author in the international bestseller, Voices of the 21st Century. Her copy is behind some of the biggest name Facebook ads that you'll see in your Facebook stream, as well as her strategies power many blogs, social media sites, and email campaigns that convert. She empowers business owners to create better converting content and to share and repurpose it using strategy that attracts and converts more of their best paying customers. And she's a member of Women Speakers Association and on the leadership team with me there. So Deb, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Melanie. It's exciting to be here.
So I have the unique privilege of not only watching your magic happen for all your clients and the places that you write and design strategy for, but we've been working together on really like just shining your light bright and getting your stuff out in a big way. And it's been so exciting to watch you make small tweaks that have such a huge impact on your own business. And we're going to talk about how well your magic helps other people with the way they use their words and the strategies behind their content. So I thought, before we get into all that, could we actually talk a little bit about how you got to this place where you've built a business around writing and you know, the content that people create? Like, what's your journey?
Well, my journey began in this field around editing and helping people with writing and their language. But from the very beginning, I was always most interested in what was the intention of what they were writing and creating. What did they hope it would do? So basically, without even knowing it, I was thinking conversion back then. And that it's only, you know, without that intention in mind as we're working the strategy, we don't get the results we're hoping to get, whether you're writing a book or a blog or working on your website. So I, as time went on, I focused in even more on the strategy and how the content related in all its different ways that it shows up, and that the more people zeroed in on what their strategy was or what it could be if it wasn't there or wasn't converting, the better results that people got, and the more that we could help them feel empowered to create now with that intention, you know, before they write the blog, before they start posting on social media. It makes a huge difference when people come from that place and know where they would like to connect with the people on the other side.
And your background, if we go way back, you were a teacher at one point, right?
I was a preschool teacher. I've been a grants writer. I worked somewhat as a teacher with adults with mental illness. So I did that for a very long time. I'm always very focused on the connection that happens between me and my clients, as well as the connection and the relationships that they establish with their subscribers, their followers, and their clients.
And so one of the things that I'm highlighting here, and I think is so important, is that, you know, you probably had a lot of different paths that you weren't sure how they were all going to fit together. But when you followed your passion with words, basically with writing and words, it allows you to step into a business that's now becoming very financially profitable. And that's something that, you know, I think a lot of people have fears and doubts about. It's like, can I do it? Can I take something I'm passionate about and like make a business around it?
Yes, absolutely. And you can't always envision it. I never would have said that this is what I was going to be doing at this point in my life. It evolved, and there were different opportunities along the way that just showed up that I was able to pay attention to and realize that I had something to contribute there, and then just be willing and trusting to take those next steps. Yeah. And then you get to where you are today, you know, yeah. And you just never would have envisioned it. But you're right in mentioning that all the pieces come together. I mean, my background in working with people in somewhat of a counseling role, you know, allows me to really support my clients with the mindset issues that they bring to their content creation or to their business and their social media. And it's really served me, and I think served them, to bring all of those pieces of me together when I work with people.
I love that. So we're talking about content and conversion. Let's imagine that someone's not super familiar with those terms, you know, as they're listening in, they're thinking, okay, well, what is content?
Yes. Yes. So I love that, because people do have different definitions, and many tend to refer to content as blogs and articles in social media. And to me, content is all of our messaging. It's just everything that we create that speaks to who we are, what we do, how we help, what our topic area is. So I look at it in a much more broad sense. It's our website copy. It's our marketing materials and sales pages. It is our blogs. It is our social media. It's how we live stream and how we network in real life. It's just the whole comprehensive messaging that we bring to the world in our business.
So basically it's like our visibility partner. Because we have to get more visible in order to get our work out there in the world. And the messaging and the content is the vehicle.
Exactly. And it's central. I believe it's central to the success of our business. That if that's not aligned with what we deliver and who we're supposed to be working with, then it becomes much more difficult to attract the right people that we're meant to be serving. And then to convert them, meaning, you know, to have them not only get to follow us and listen to us, but to come to a buying decision about working with us. Mm. That's really what we want our content to achieve, is that that connection that at least brings people to a decision about whether or not we're the right person to help them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I love where this is going, because in my work, I attract a lot of people who are passion driven. They're building a business around their expertise. They've got, they've got this deep soul driven need to bring this work out to more people in the world. And so they're following my advice. They're writing blog posts. They're developing podcasts, right? Like, they're doing it all, but they're still struggling to get clients. Why do you think their content isn't attracting their ideal clients and turning into sales?
Often the biggest reason, and it's one of the things that when we fix it, it makes such a huge difference in our results, is whether our content is aligned. And, you know, what I mean by that is when we summarize who we are, what we do, how we serve in just a couple of sentences, that elevator invitation, some people call it a pitch or a core message, that really needs to be the foundation for all the rest of the content that we create. And if we haven't spent a little bit of time really exploring what language best represents that purpose that we have in our head that we can't always convey well with words, when we can get it out on paper and be able to share it with people when we're at a networking event, be able to incorporate it into our website, it's like a guiding light as to why we're here in our business and yeah, what we're intending to do. So many people have that off. They sometimes can recognize that. Many of my clients say, I know something's off. Like, I'm not quite sure what it is, but I know something is not really feeling right with this.
So it's kind of like they show up at this network meeting, but then they feel like the words that come out just land flat, right?
Yes.
Or they're writing these really heartfelt blog posts and nothing, it's like crickets. Like, you can hear the silence of nothing yes. happening. Or, you know, they're writing these Facebook ads that, like, they're spending a ton of money and nothing is getting clicked through. And so I guess maybe some of the signs that your content is not set up to convert, meaning your passion is great, but you're not actually able to use the right content messaging, is it's not attracting your ideal clients. And I would imagine, Deb, that they could have the opposite, where they're attracting clients, but they're the wrong clients.
Yes, exactly. So when our messaging is off, it's speaking to people we're not probably intending to reach.
Yeah.
And that's why I also like to approach content and the strategy behind it as a feedback loop, that we need to constantly be aware of how is it landing? What's happening when I share it this way? And is that the result that I want? And what can I do to improve upon that? And many people just kind of settle on some things and they just think they can check the box and they don't have to come back. But for many of us, our messaging evolves as we evolve and as our businesses evolve. And we need yeah. to keep pace with it.
I'm so glad you said that, because, you know, I've been doing this almost 20 years now. So definitely the content I was creating in the beginning, you know, is not the same content I'm creating now. And developing new messaging is really, it's probably my Achilles heel. It's the hardest thing for me. And I'm wondering, like, if you notice, like, why it gets so hard for people to do this.
There are a lot of reasons. And, primarily, it comes down to people feeling like they know it in their head. So in some ways, they think, well, of course, they're saying it the way they're thinking it, but it's losing something in translation. So not just when you're speaking it, but then you're going to write a blog or something. And now we've kind of added another layer of, well, how do people feel about their writing? How do they feel about their, you know, the way they express themselves in selves on video? We kind of add all these layers on to the process that makes it even harder for people to navigate at times and feel that the purpose and the intent of what's in their mind is coming out in their language. So that's where the mindset piece comes into play, and supporting people to know it doesn't have to be so hard, which I think many people kind of tell themselves a lot of things about marketing, about messaging, that are not necessarily true. that we have to use certain buzzwords or we have to show up a certain way. And I really work with my clients on showing up more true to who they are in the language that they feel comfortable with that speaks to the people they're meant to serve.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we've talked about this in the past. Like, I think you would agree that sometimes people just can't see the forest through the trees, right? Like, so they're so in love with their content, or it means, like, in their mind, it all lands a certain way, but they haven't actually, like, translated it to the language and the buying process of their ideal client. So it makes sense to them, but it's not been translated so that it makes sense to their potential client.
Yes, absolutely. And you're right in that it's hard for people to see. It's hard for them to read things that they worked on for a long time or maybe spent a lot of money to get a certain way to see it any differently or to see where it may not be connecting in the way that they want it to connect. Yeah. And it's so important to go back and be willing to take a look, because if it's not converting, we really need to ask ourselves, why are we continuing? Why are we continuing to crank out content that's not landing, that's not doing what we hope it will do? We're spending a lot of time, we're spending a lot of money, we're paying a lot of team members to help us process this, and it's not converting us to more clients, you know, bringing more people in and generating revenue.
So let's maybe give an example of something we could do to improve. Let's take one kind of content somebody might create and, like, let's flip it to, what do you do to improve that conversion?
There's a whole lot. One of the more simple ones that I tend to see quite a bit is people with their blogs, and some people find it easy to sit down and write a blog every week or whatever their frequency is, but they don't really have a strategy behind it. So they kind of just write what's come up or what they're kind of doing in their business, or they think of a topic and they just start writing. And it can be a great blog, well-written, really engaging. However, if it's not aligned with their core purpose and message, and it's not pointing to some service that they provide, it's not going to convert. It's not really going to help them in their strategy toward conversion. So I help people get back to coming up with the right kind of topics that do that for them. And there's an endless number of them, regardless of what field you're in, but people tend to overlook them. They tend to think they're too simple, or well, everyone knows that already. And actually, if they're coming to you for support in that area, they probably don't know that already. You know, and secondly, they don't spend time thinking how their clients like to consume content. So they get stuck in whatever rut they've been in, is maybe it's writing articles, and their people really prefer podcasts or prefer video. And they need to kind of step out from what they've been doing and be willing to really explore what would be much more productive for them and producing better results. So how to deliver it and then how to repurpose it. I mean, people are spending a lot of time creating a single component of content and they put it out into the world and then they're moving on to the next one. And it's like a treasure trove of information there that they could be repurposing if they were to look at it with new eyes, which is another thing that I help people do, and carry that same thread through other ways to deliver it and into other circles and arenas and reaching more people.
And I love that you're tackling this head on. It's like, don't just create more content, make the content you have perform better. Like, yes. Really, like it is so much work to create meaningful content that has value in the world. So don't just like spray and pray more out there. Like, really, like, dig deep and get that one piece, that core piece of content to have like a trail that people can follow to, you know, create more sales, create more interest, turn them into raving fans, get them sharing it.
Exactly. And Melody, you know, sometimes it seems obvious, but it isn't always to everyone, that when you do write that blog or do a live stream that's really connecting with people, that's really engaging, that's leading to sales calls and people joining your programs, you want to do more of what that content was. Mm-hmm. And people kind of sometimes they do the flip of not having a strategy is they have such a rigid strategy that they don't see the opportunities that are in front of them.
Let's dig a little bit deeper into this idea of repurposing and leveraging that content, because that might be a new idea, and I want to make sure people really understand the power of what you do here. Give me an example of how someone might repurpose and leverage a blog post to get more traction.
Well, there's a few ways, and I've been playing around with the language around repurposing and multi-purposing, and sometimes I still use them interchangeably, but I'll try to share about my thoughts about that here.
Okay.
So when you create a new piece of content, a lot of people do start with it in the blog, and they don't always make sure that it they find other places for it on the website. So the obvious is the blog area, but are there components of it that could be on your About Me page or that would help you to describe something on your services page a little bit better? Is there something in there that you want to add to your autoresponders in your email nurturing system and or sequence? And people don't always think that way. So at the very least, you want it on the website, and then you also want to email it to your list. You know, these are the people who said they were interested in what your topic area is and your expertise. So we need to be sure we nurture those people who have joined our list and make it compelling, not just here's my blog this week, but you know, make it interesting for them to consume the content that you've created there. And then you take it and you create social media posts from that same messaging. And some are going to lead people back to the blog, just like your email will probably lead them back to the blog. But some are going to be just standalone social media posts that just little snippets of strategies or inspiration or a little bit about what your process is that you can use in multiple ways on multiple platforms to expand that one piece of content that you created. And then as far as going even beyond that, people are often not even thinking about the evergreen component of what they've created and how you don't want to just do a blog, share it today or next week, and then it's buried by the next one and the ones that come after. That we need to find ways to recycle some of that and bring it back, refreshen it, share a new way, put new images with it when you post it on social media. And stay in that topic arena that you know is what people need to hear from you instead of worrying about adding more different topics to it. That's not necessarily how you make it fresh. It's more about giving the people who are meant to work with you ample opportunity to get to know you, to see you in your expertise, and to see you as a solution to the challenge that they're dealing with.
Mm. Yeah, and those are so many great ideas in there. and someone at this moment might be excited and be able to run with it, and someone else might think, oh my God, this feels like so how do I figure all this stuff out? Like, tell us about how a content roadmap or like a content plan comes into play here. Because I think a lot of people, they don't realize the value of the plan. Like they're just winging it all the time. And it's why I think they don't have time to do the things that make the greatest impact on their business.
Yes, exactly. So I when I work with people, and whether I'm doing it privately or in my group program, I really try to meet them where they're at with the systems that they're comfortable with, the way that they like to do their work, as well as help elevate them to something that's going to be more productive and more revenue generating. So basically, we just set up a framework of a content cycle is what I like to call it, of some of the things I just shared with you about how to share a new piece of content. And basically to set that up somewhere in a system, and I have a tool to do that too, where you don't plan out, today I'm writing the blog or doing a live stream. Actually, let's say do a live stream. So this is one I'd be doing myself. Do a live stream. Then the next day I'm going to write a blog about it where the live stream is also, you know, embedded. And then I'm going to create some social media posts and I'm going to email it to my list so that I help people to map out and customize the content journey that's going to work for them as a business owner, but more importantly, for the clients that they're meant to reach. And that's who we really have to keep our focus on, because they're the ones who we need to be sure are getting the content in a way that they like to consume it and can get the most out of it.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is that when you have a content plan, it takes the guessing and the kind of the mental spinning of like, what else am I supposed to do? And it just allows you to work the plan, and whether you're doing it yourself or you're handing it off to a virtual assistant or you're using your services, like somebody can really just follow a plan instead of kind of spinning around and trying to figure out what to do next to make it work better.
Yes, absolutely. And as we know, there are lots of content or editorial calendars and things like that out there. They're only as good as our ability to connect with what that system is and to really be able to stay the course. Mm-hmm. You know, and they don't always work for people, which is why the customization typically does help in terms of pulling in some of the mindset pieces or pulling in some of the patterns of creating content that people have gotten into with either on their own or with the teams that they're working with them, and to really set up something that gets them off and running but also allows for advancement as we go. So typically people will create a, you know, pick up the pace on their content cycle. That's the goal, really, is so that we can move through it more smoothly, so we can reach more people more quickly, and so that we can essentially attract a more steady stream of potential clients to convert.
So I want to just go back to this place of mental spinning and overwhelm. And, you know, I know everybody's different, and every expert or every person who's creating content might have a different plan, but as a rule, do you, like, if we could give somebody a piece of advice today that would really get them into action, what's like one or two of your favorite places to start with content to have the most bang for the buck?
Oh, there are so many. I love to bring it back to something simple and actionable and have a whole bunch of prompts. So for instance, sometimes just to stop yourself from the busyness and think and envision your ideal client right across the table from you. And they are struggling with that challenge that brought them to you in the first place. And ask yourself, what is it that I can share with them right here, right now, that can give them something that they can take action on that's going to offer part of a solution or the, you know, some support to them? That's what we want to create. That's what we want to go and then write a blog post about, or just a short post on social media, or we want to just email it to our list. So this is where we get to make some decisions and choices about what's the best way right here, right now, that I can get it out of me and get it to the people that are meant to receive it.
I want to make sure everybody pauses for a minute and really absorbs what you just said, because it is the most powerful way to develop a piece of content that gets the best traction. And by the way, if we go back to your multi-purposing idea, like you could do all three, right? You could share it in a social media post, you could put it on your blog, and you could write an email and point it back to your blog. Like you could leverage it very easily. But that pretending like you're having a conversation with somebody, that's how I develop all of my content. And you know, people always say like, Melanie, I don't know how to get started with this. Like, how do I figure out what to say? I find my best content either just getting off a call, like when I do a group coaching program, or like we're having the Own Your Bold call and all the questions come in, and then I'll sometimes be like, oh my gosh, that's a blog post right there, or that's my next podcast episode. And I think that is the best place to let the spark carry forward into a piece of content, is really imagine what that person's struggling with and how you solve that problem. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Well, thank you. And I'm not surprised at all to hear that, because I think we have a similar approach to messaging and to reaching people. And when other people hear that, they usually say, oh, like, that's all I have to do. Like, it seems so simple. And that's part of the point is we tend to make it more complicated than it needs to be. And I did it myself today as I was getting together an email and thinking what language, what I want to use this word or that word. And I just literally stopped myself and said, hold on. It's not, what do I want to say? It's what does that person, what does my ideal client want to hear? How are they going to receive what I'm putting together here? And it completely shifted. And then things came to me much more easily. And that's what we need to be doing, is thinking from them, thinking how we are as consumers. And that's how we want to approach our own clients or potential clients.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is so good, Deb. I mean, I love what you're doing. And as you know, I refer a lot of people to you for this work you're doing, because I think that getting the messaging down is the single most important thing we do for client attraction. So I have so many questions I want to ask you. We could probably do like a 6-week training on this. And I know you have lots of great resources, which I would love if you'd share a resource in a minute. But I just want to tackle one other thing you brought up earlier, this whole mindset piece. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm really big on mindset, because the lens in which we see anything determines the level of success we will have in it. And so when it comes to messaging and copy and, you know, the fears and the blocks that we have here, but what I think is one of the biggest blocks is not getting the support we need to get out of our own way and create the right content that attracts. People get so stuck in, I have to do it myself, and, you know, I can't afford to get help. Like, what is your advice to someone who, you, they know their content's not converting, they know they're producing a lot that's just falling on deaf ears, but they're resisting taking that next step to get, you know, into some coaching or work with a consultant that can help them better?
Yeah, it is a challenge. And I know we've all been there at different points and with different things that we need support in. And I think that, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier, Melanie, people kind of need to ask themselves, why would I continue to do this same thing? If it's not reaching and attracting the people I want to attract, if it's not helping me get more people interested in my programs and services or having a sales call even, why am I going to continue to do that? And even though it does take an investment of time and money and resources, what are the potential results that I can get when my messaging is aligned? You know, when I can now sit down to create and know what I'm going to create and envision what it's going to do on the receiving end with the people I'm trying to reach. You know, it's still a decision. I mean, people still have to decide if they're ready to do that. But the biggest question is more of, are you ready to not? You know, are you ready to keep, like a lot of my clients say, throwing spaghetti against the wall and sending out that email and then checking to see, did anybody open it? Or how come no one's clicking? Or why are there no comments on my blog? And we can stay in that space, or we can do something about it. And what we do can be just enough of a shift to change so many things, because the messaging is central. It's not just about open emails. It's not just about clicks. It's about people coming into our programs and working with us and hiring us because our messaging made that personal connection with the people on the other side.
Mm. Yeah. And do you mind if I just chime in on the answer on this? Cause I really want to bring this one home, cause this has to do with growth overall. I think that anytime we're holding ourselves back from investing and getting help, we have to go back to how many, like the basics of like, well, how many conversions would I need to make that like an easy no-brainer decision?
Exactly. And that's, people do not always keep that in mind.
Yeah.
What is fear?
Yeah. Fear takes over and it's like, oh, can't afford it. It's like, well, can you afford not to, like you're saying before? And I'm bringing this up because I think sometimes we kid ourselves about our, like where our strengths begin and end. Like, yes, we can all create content, but are you writing content that converts? And if you're not writing content that converts, then you need to learn the system. You need to learn the tools. And I hope you'll take the tips that Deb gave today and really put them into action. Like, challenge yourself to go to the next level. And you really, really need to make sure that you are not just learning, but you're implementing what you hear on Amplify Your Success podcast. And Deb, I know you have a resource that can help with this, a gift that you'd like to give our listener today. I'm excited for you to share this because I think, you know, if you're struggling with this, this is really going to make a huge impact in giving you a process and a system to, you know, level up your content creation a bit.
It is. And it's my 3 costly content mistakes that repel your best clients. And a lot of them we touched on here today. And it, more importantly than what those mistakes are, which we do need to know so we can not keep doing them, is what to do instead. How do we create? How do we email? How do we show up on social media? And the guide walks you through how to do just that.
Yeah. And you want to share where they can get that. We'll also post this on the show notes in case you're driving or, you know, at the gym on the treadmill and you're like, wait, how do I do this while I'm, you know, don't worry. You can listen to it again or go to the show notes.
Yes. And you can find it very simply at debcoman.com/gift.
Yeah. And that's Deb, debcoman.com/gift. And again, we'll link it up on the show notes so you guys have it handy. So Deb, I like to end the show now with, you know, I'm like obsessed with the bold goals, like, you know, taking big, bold steps. And I've been asking our guests lately, what's a big, bold step you had to do to get where you are today?
Well, it seems like an obvious one, but for me, it was to join the mastermind. I mean, like we talked about earlier, the very decision of, I knew you, I know the kind of results you've been getting people for years, and I knew that I did want to work with you at some point. And I was in that same space. Is it the right time? Is it here yet? And I really did come up against the, you know, well, why not now? Like, that was bold for me where I was at the time. And I have, you know, reaped so much by doing that. And with bold being your, I don't know, one of your core themes in your business, it's really supported me to be bold with my own content conversion, with what I'm bringing to the clients that I work with. So it's really been wonderful.
Yeah. I think it's awesome that you shared that one, because I think we all have those opportunities to step up our game and get in a mastermind or hire a coach. And a lot of times fear is the greatest thing holding us back. And that might be the boldest thing you do this year, is get involved in it with a mentor or a consultant like Deb, or, you know, a mastermind or coaching program that really challenges you to up your game. And that might just be the bold way you're meant to play this year, right?
Exactly.
Deb, you've been so awesome. Any last piece of wisdom or advice you want to leave our listener with around creating content that converts?
Just to let people know that it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be complicated. That there are small shifts that can really make a big difference, not only for you and your business, but for your clients. So tap into some of the things that we talked about today, put a few into action, reach out and let me know how they worked. I'd love nothing more than to hear how it's working for you.
I love it. Totally love it. Thank you, Deb, for being here today.
Thank you, Melanie, for having me.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.